You're listening to episode number 61 of the Journey to Manifesting podcast. Let's get started. Hello there. Welcome to the show today. It's so great to have you here with me as usual. So I haven't recorded an episode in a little while because I just returned from my incredible trip to Bali in Indonesia. It was an extremely long flight and it was worth it. It was worth all of the organization and all of the management that it required for me to step out of my life here as a mother of four for 10 days and to visit this incredibly sacred place. Have you been to Bali? Let me know. I'd love to know. And I'd love to connect with you. So if you'd like to reach out to me, you can do so on any of the social media platforms. You can follow me on Instagram at Sarah Prout, which is pretty much where I like to spend most of my time at the moment. Instagram is really that incredible space where we can all connect and get inspired by one another. So if you are new to the Journey to Manifesting podcast, welcome. It is so great to have you here with me today. And if you are a seasoned Journey to Manifesting podcast listener, welcome again. Welcome back. It is so great that we've been able to share this adventure together over the last year. If you've only listened to a couple of episodes, I can highly recommend that you dive back and you look at some of the themes or topics that I've discussed that may be applicable now that weren't perhaps when you first discovered the podcast. This is the magic of podcasting, the fact that we can dip in and dip out to whatever serves us or inspires us at any specific point in time. Which brings me to the theme of today's show, which is quite topical, and it is titled How the Emotional Triggers Within Your Family Impact the Manifestation of Your Dreams. And this is especially during the holidays, because the holidays are right around the corner. It's the season of togetherness, of fun, of playfulness, and cheer. However, for many of you out there, there can be a shadow side to the silly season. No matter what holiday you celebrate, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate, it is mostly surrounded by family and celebration. So you might show up on the welcoming doorstep of your family in your nerdy holiday sweaters with your perfectly wrapped gifts after traveling God knows how long, super long distances to arrive, only to experience emotional triggers within the first hour or so. They're supercharged throwaway statements such as, well, you look tired. Are you still eating bread? Have you found a man yet? When are you going to have a baby? Did you remember to connect with that dentist I emailed you about? Or, you know, your cousin Jimmy is so successful. I think you should talk to him. So these statements are actually always delivered with love. They are totally unintentional from even the most well-meaning person. It's the golden nuggets of deep spiritual work that are often revealed when you are able to withstand the storms of bothersome family dynamics. Can you relate to this? It's the pink elephant in the room that no one talks about, whether it's religion, politics, sexuality, hidden secrets, addiction, taboo subjects, or any other topics of discussion that you could possibly poke a stick at. It stands to reason that even the most cool, calm, and collected spiritual individual is allowed to, pardon my French, lose their shit under this kind of pressure. It's almost always happening internally first. You know, those fantasy conversations that unfold in your mind, those inner conversations where you let them have it and you unleash your disowned fury. You have these imaginary things that you want to say, these delicate and sometimes elegant ways that you want to handle or respond to some of these triggering statements. But here's the question for you. Is it worth your energy? Or are you sabotaging your efforts to manifest the life of your dreams if you do venture off your spiritual course into the deep and dark realms of emotional entitlement? This reminds me of a great quote that the amazing writer Elizabeth Gilbert once said. And she said that a teacher in India once told her this: that if you think you're spiritual and evolved and enlightened, go home for Christmas and see how it goes. For me personally, Thanksgiving is a very new holiday because I didn't grow up in Australia celebrating that holiday. So it's like it's Christmas without the presents to me. So I'm just kind of still getting used to it and understanding how the different dynamics show up, because my mother-in-law sends me an invitation quite often every year to go and attend the family Thanksgiving in California. And because we have the four kids and all of the different crazy schedules, it's really difficult for me to show up. But what I do know is that every year I get emails from people saying that they feel so different from their family, that their family doesn't truly see them for who they are, and that their family is intimidated by their success, or perhaps doesn't support them in any way because their dreams might be too lofty or too out there. So if that sounds familiar, then this episode is really for you, because there are so many deep, valuable spiritual lessons that happen when we lean into the love that our family has to offer us. And I also get the question, and this is kind of random, but I get asked if the momentary moments of madness will dampen connection to the universe, and if that impacts the law of attraction and how your desires will manifest. But first, before we go into this just a little bit further, first allow me to share with you something that you may never have heard of before. So with my work with the law of attraction and manifesting, I've been doing this for over 10 years now, I believe that we manifest through our emotions. This might be radically different. This might be an extremely different perspective to understand, even for the more seasoned lover of the law of attraction. I believe that your emotions create energy, and you have the ability to guide this energy when you remember your power to do so. This is why it's such a sacred and powerful mission to show up for your family holidays with your loved ones, even and especially if you don't want to. Because here's the thing, these people aren't going to be around forever. This is why we are placed in weird, wacky, and beautiful families, to strengthen our connection in a dysfunctional dynamic, right? So I don't know anyone successful that wouldn't state that they had to grow up in a dysfunctional dynamic. It's survival of the spiritual fittest. So here's my invitation for you. What if you could see your family, warts and all, as a blessing? What if they were a divinely planned collective group of teachers that didn't judge, and you could just show up with thankfulness for the contrast that they teach you? What if they were playing out all of the cycles of their own historic patterns as well? So their mother and perhaps their mother and their mother, or their father and their father, we're all playing out these cycles, these energetic patterns that help to serve ultimately our growth and our expansion. This is why I said we're placed in these weird, wacky, and beautiful families to strengthen our superpowers. It really is survival of the spiritual fittest. So what if with this awareness you created some much needed compassion? What if you did that? What if you didn't choose to get triggered? What if you remembered your power to guide your energy, to guide your emotion, and to look for things in the present moment to be grateful for? I can guarantee you that your reality, your life experience, will begin to shift before your very eyes when you allow this to happen. With all of this being said, though, I'm not saying that you should put up with any toxic bullshit, right? I'm not. That is not the right thing to do. If you've drawn that line in the sand and you've said, I'm not talking to my mother ever again, honor that. Set those boundaries and love them hard. I'm saying that with adversity, this is the overall message here. I'm saying that with adversity and challenge, especially emotional challenge, it's always the opportunity to build beauty and, most importantly, boundaries. This is how you grow. This is how you can identify within yourself how you can facilitate more self-care. Okay, and when you see it, that it's not just your family, that it's actually a rite of passage for many to pave the way for powerful manifestations, then you can see that life is actually hilariously funny. I like to remind my students inside the Manifesting Academy that the universe is not training, it's not teaching you, or it's not testing you. That's such a huge misconception, that the universe
is testing me. The universe is pushing me as hard and as far as I can go right now to see how far I will stretch. The universe is training you. The universe is working out your emotions to build muscle, just like stepping foot into a gym to lift the weights over a period of time so those muscles can work for you. The universe sends you these strength training exercises, such as your family, to make sure that you are prepared for that next level of your life, for that next chapter. So if you show up for the work, then the work will work for you. So I believe that God or the universe has a wicked sense of humor, even a killer sense of timing, because life is wondrous. And the most beautiful ways and manifestations appear when you lean in and you remember that what presents itself is quite often an illusion for you to rise above. Okay, so when you are going to your Christmas parties, your holiday celebrations, whatever they are, with these beautiful people that have been entrusted into your life to facilitate the conscious expansion of your spiritual growth, just allow the universe to guide you so that you can receive the gift of compassion, the gift of non-judgment, and to see what you are immediately presented with in your festival, in your festive environment, as a gift, as a beautiful gift from the universe that you co-created so that you can work through your shit and create magical manifestations in so many different areas of your life. Just remember that. And love on the people in your life so hard. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you're grateful for them. Thank them for being there, because it's a choice. It's a co-collaborative, co-creative choice that we're all in each other's lives for a reason. I'm a big believer in the fact that there are no accidents, that you are where you are right now in your life for a reason. Even more powerful is that you are listening to this podcast right now at this point in time for a reason. Whatever link you clicked to get you here is a blessing, is an absolute blessing, and I'm so honored to share this time with you. So this is just a short and sweet episode today that I hope can help you to navigate the emotional landscape of the holidays and all of the triggers and all of the gifts, most importantly, the gifts. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave me a review on iTunes. I read every single one of them because I am consistently blown away by the community that has been built around the Journey to Manifesting podcast. And every single review that I read, I love to send back the energy of abundance, of appreciation, of gratitude, and of joy, because you guys, you mean the world to me, because my work in the world wouldn't exist without people listening or watching or sharing. So for that, I am so thankful, and I would like to take a moment to deeply honor you for that. So until next time, enjoy your journey to manifesting. We'll be right back.